In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the 6th month, the 30th day in the year 2024, and it's the 6th Lord's Day after Pentecost, which the Lord hath made.
Blessed be God and rejoice therein.
And it's a feast day of the great St. Paul. And yesterday we had the great feast, the two pillars, Peter and Paul, martyred on the same day in different ways. You think I'm a poet, right? On the same day in different ways. One was Peter was crucified upside down. St. Paul, they took his head off because he's a Roman citizen. They couldn't crucify Roman citizens, if you don't know the history about that. But anyway, the great pillars of the church. Okay, now this lecture is titled MLR's Protest Against Pride Month 2024. Now everybody knows, in the Western world at least, but not in Muslim countries, not in Russia, not in China, but in the Western world, what does the 6th month represent? Pride Month. See, they tell you they're proud of being homos. Yeah. They're proud of being transgenders. They're obstinate, flaunting it in your face. They got a whole month, and people are trying to say now they want to go and extend it to like a whole year. Yeah. Can we extend it like the whole? They want to take all. Never before in the history of the world have we ever seen such an infestation of homosexuality, transgenderism, throughout the whole world. And the people who aren't homos, they support them. So I'm not getting ahead of myself, but we were talking about this when we were at the protest. You may say 50% of the people in the United States are homos, and then maybe 50% aren't. But I will say, out of that 50%, 40% of them support homos. They think it's okay. They don't condemn them. Why? Because they have homo family members. They don't want to lose their jobs. For whatever reason, they support them. So it's the same thing. Not only those who commit the homo sin are worthy of death, but those who consent to it. So we noticed in this whole protest, and I was going to say this later, but I'll start out right now how it happens. You'll see pictures, but we were protesting on the triangle in TRC. And the triangle is a right in the center of town where you get people going in both directions. Ideal location for protests. We're doing the Gaza genocide protest there. We've done that. Now we're doing against the Homo Pride Month. And it's a sad thing, what I'm going to tell you right now, but we got a few beeps and of approval, mostly disapproval, fingers. They threw stuff at Will. You're going to see that. He got attacked twice, once in this thing, but cursing at you. And you got a few people that approved it. But then most of the people, and this is the thing that's sad, when they drove by the signs, they just looked their head like this and they were ashamed. They were ashamed. It was like this, like they didn't want to look at us. And what they're saying is, I know it's wrong, but I don't want no part of it. I don't want to take part of it. Now, we're the only ones that protested this. Now, you got these so-called Christian churches, Protestants all over the place, right? They hide in their churches. They don't condemn the sin, let alone the sinner. And they don't protest. So how is it that we had us few people, Marys of the Remnant, out there protesting and not one other person joined us? Not one. Few people came up and they thanked us. Very few. But where are they? What are they afraid of? What are they afraid of? They're either afraid of losing their job because if they speak out like that, or they got a homo family member and they learn to accept it. Because they love their family members more than God. So you got a homo brother, a homo sister, a homo father, a homo mother, and you want to love them more than God, so you end up accepting it. You see it all over the place now. The so-called conservatives support homos. Outwardly. I don't want to get ahead of myself. We'll get into the point now. So there's a little introduction on the disappointment that we had. But it's a very powerful thing when you do what we did, because it got a lot of people angry, too. So we got a lot. And so that's what you got to wake people up. You got to shake them up. You got to get them going. Why did God give Moses the Ten Commandments? Well, the 7 of those Ten Commandments were natural law that people had in their heart that they should have known. But they were so cold in their conscience and their heart, natural law was seared over, that God gave them in writing to shove it in their face, to shock them out of their... I'm reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. Now the Spirit manifestly saith that in the last time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to spirits of error and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared. And that's when you protest like that, you got to be harsh. I'll get into that later. Now, I want to start out and just say one thing, though. This is the first homosexual thing they had in TRC for 5 years. The first one they ever had, we had that parade, which is in 6/16/2018, and they had a parade in town. The homos paraded in town. That was the first thing ever they had in TRC. It was a big deal. So we got out there and we protested really hard. And we followed them through town on the other side of the street. And you got to look at my video called The Proper Way to Protest an LGBT Parade. On the sidebar menu, you go to the conspiracies. Click on conspiracies. Click on, when you're in the conspiracy menu, click on the homosexual LGBT conspiracies. And then go down to the third, fourth one. It says The Proper Way to Protest an LGBT Parade. And click on the OL online, or you can listen to it on audio also. And it made a, there was a lot of them out that time, you know? And they got afraid, and they should be afraid. See, the whole, you want them to fear God and to fear us. But also, we also teach them that God still loves them, he wants to convert them, but what they're doing is an abomination. They should thank God he didn't strike them down already. But anyway, so we did that, and then we're saying, okay, next year, we're going to have George Soros get on the phone. We're going to have Antifa people lined up. They're going to have another parade, and we're going to be going at it. Because we almost had a couple combats there. You got to look at that video. I'm not going to go over a lot of stuff. That video goes over a lot of stuff. I'm only going to give you a brief stuff here. But you got to look at that video also. So, but nothing happened. There was no parade. There was no event. You had your Pride Month, but they didn't have nothing. The next year, they didn't have nothing. So we said, hey, you know, we kept them at bay. I guess it only lasted for 5 years. Because the sixth year, which is this year, is they came out again. Because for 5 years, they didn't do anything. And now, they sort of wised up a little bit. They got kind of wised up. Because what they said now, they're gonna have like their big celebrations in TRC were from 6/21 to 6/23, 3 days. The 6th, 7th, and 1st weekday in a row. And they had certain events planned in buildings in town. We're going to meet at the Rio Bravo Art Gallery. We're going to meet at Club 430. We're going to have a little celebration over here. And they did have a parade, though, but on the Rio Grande. It was called the Float Parade. So they got themselves these floats on boats, I guess, and they're floating down the Rio Grande. You know why they did that? Because they know we're not going to go out there and get boats. And you know what I mean? If we wanted to counter-protest, then we'd have to go out and get boats, safety vests, signs, and we'd have to paddle next to them on the Rio Grande. I know why they did it. The street is too brutal. You go through the street, it's too easy, man. There are people in town that don't like this, but they're afraid. My point is there's a group of people that are afraid to speak up, but they don't like it. And I think they were told, you know, if you go through the center of town, you're getting people angry. It's going to work against you. So what did they do? They're going down the Rio Grande. I said, okay. They're not going to go down the street. And they're going to protest in buildings, so they're not going down the street. So we can't, like, so what we said is, that's why we said, we're going to set up on the triangle for the whole month of June, not every day. But we're going to protest on that triangle, which is the main entry and exit port of TRC. Everybody goes through there. We're going to do it once a week. What do we do? Once a week on the first week of June, the second week of June, and the third.
Right.
Then on the main event, we're going to be out there for the 2 days of the 21st and the 22nd. Right. On the main days when they're doing all their events. So Brother Will and a couple of the brothers went out there. So starting in June, for once a week, the brothers were out there protesting. You'll see a picture of some of the brothers protesting here. And they had the signs up, and that first week, now on 6/10, go ahead, 6/10, right?
Yeah.
Now, on 6/10, that was on the second weekday, right, Will?
Right, second week.
So he was out there, they were out there, about three or four brothers were out there, and we got our signs, the sign they hate the most, I think, was Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah, and the one Brother Will was holding, that
LGBT are worthy of death, and LGBT supporters are worthy of death.
Yeah.
And then Romans 1:32 on the bottom.
Yeah, because they say, because later on they said, we're going to start killing people. It's a long thing. But, so on 6:10, when he was out there, there's a store right across from the triangle, a freaky guy. He's like,
I wrote up a thing.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. A bunch of Ellis.
Yeah, I know. Right, exactly. So we put it together last
year. Yeah,
I didn't write it
up. Okay. We'll tell you what happened there.
Okay, so we were protesting at the triangle on 6:10 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. when a man working at the store, a store named Serenity, right across the street from the triangle, began crossing. Oh, he was AKA Serenity Man. That's what we called him as a result. he crossed. I was looking at him the whole time. So he's in front of his store, and then he crosses the street from his business to the triangle where we were protesting. So he went like at the far end. I was at one end of the triangle, and he crossed over at the top end. He goes over there and then just makes a beeline coming right towards me. And so he ignored my wave and greeting, and he walked up to me and he tried to steal my sign. And he said, "Give me that. You think this is phony?" And then he tried to grab my sign multiple times. I pulled it away. I told him, I'll call the cops and get you for assault. To which he responded, "I don't care. I'll go to jail for this. It's worth it." Then I asked him if he was a homosexual, and if not, why he loves sodomites so much, to which he replied, "I'm a leaping straight man, and I love them. They are my neighbors, and they are friends of mine." I responded, "Well, they're no friends of ours." I asked him if he believed in God, which he said, "Yes, I do." And then I followed up by asking him if he read the Bible, to which he responded, "It doesn't bleeping matter, does it?" The whole time he continued trying to swipe at my sign and grab it from me. At this point, he began to say, he said that I hated God, and that I was going to hell, and that he wanted to kick my ass. He begged me to swing first so that he could fight, and was utterly convinced that he would win. He obviously wanted things to escalate and get physical. Right before that could happen, a police car came, pulled up across the street from us. We began to walk over to the car, and I told him I was going to talk to the officer, to which he responded that he was going to as well. The officer spoke to him first and then came over to speak with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so the officer came. She spoke to Serenity Man first and then came over to speak with me. She shared his side of the story with me, in which he claimed we initiated the conflict and were responsible for the whole ordeal. I told the officer this was ridiculous and that we were just protesting on the triangle when he left his store with the explicit purpose of stealing my sign. The officer took my side and asked if I wanted to press charges. I wanted to, but wasn't sure what that entailed. But when the officer elaborated, I decided it would be a huge hassle. So she offered to leave him with a warning, and that if he ever tried to do anything similar again, I could press charges. The officer gave me her card to call her if he decided to stir things up again. So that was basically what happened on that. I don't know. Are you going to talk about? I was going to say like how he put the homo sign, like the week later.
We're gonna do that later.
You can do that. Okay, so don't worry about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that comes out later.
Yeah. So basically, yeah, that's what happened.
That's paving the road for what comes out later.
Exactly. So he tried to. In the beginning, he's all tough. Oh yeah, I don't care. I'll go to jail for this. Then he goes over there and talks to her first. Oh yeah, they started. Oh, real tough guy. You know, when the hits the fan. You know, like. But I mean, the officer knew right away. She's like, "No, I know." He walked over the street, and I told her. I mean, it was just open shut. You know. So, but yeah, it was good. And then, it was pretty. And then there was another officer there, another officer, a male. And then he took my car, checked me out, make sure I was okay and everything like that. So, yeah. And then basically that's how she left it. You know, like, don't worry about it. She gave me her card. And then if he does anything again, you have me, just call me right away. And then we'll press charges. So that's pretty much it. Yeah.
So that was good that she didn't have, like, a lot of times they'll go against you, you know?
Yeah.
So that was good that this officer favored you, and you had the law on your side.
Right.
And like we told them, we don't initiate no violence. You get up in our face, you got to hit me first. But after you hit me, then we're going to fight.
We don't know if he got sent. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He might have got sent over there to stir it up.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
The sad part of all this, this guy says he's straight, and they're worse than the outward faggots.
Yeah.
Now, the explicit homos are bad too, but the straight guys that are supporting homos, it's beyond comprehension. You see it all over the place. Ted Nugent, the tough guy with the hunting and the bow and arrows and all that, he's Ted Nugent. He supports homos and lesbians. He loves them. He'd be the first one to shoot an arrow in our ass and kill us. Ted Nugent. Even though he's not a homo. Yeah, but he is a homo.
Nugent.
He is a homo because he supports homos. Yeah. He's got the spirit of a homo. This is how they got the whole world. That's what I told you. 50% are actual homos. 40% aren't homos, but they support homos and they love them. And maybe 10% are really, maybe 20% are against it, like us. Few people. That's how bad the Western world is. The world has never been so bad and steeped in this type of sin. But here's a guy. You're straight, and your kids ought to be homos. And they will be. Anyway, this gets into our next part. So then, this has happened. Now we're coming close. Our local paper, The Sentinel, which prints our readers' letters to their credit. Thank God that they print our letters. It's really good. I'm glad the freedom of speech thing. But years ago, when they had the first homosexual parade in 2018, The Sentinel would not report it. They didn't want to report it. There's another newspaper that was around that reported it, and they went out of business about a couple months. What was it called?
The Herald.
The Herald.
Yeah.
And they went out of business like about a couple months later after that. They're the only ones that reported it. But guess what? This year, for this parade, the Sentinel is advertising Pride Month. First time. And people were angry. The person that owns the newspaper said people were complaining to her. And she goes, well, I believe in freedom of speech and everyone. Well, on 6/13/2024, she put the ad out, and she's out. Here it is. You take a look at the picture of it, and she's advertising the Pride Week, and she's giving all the events and all the stuff that's happening, and she got some heat for this. Then, when I saw, we knew this anyway. I said, "Will, the iron's hot for us to put out a letter. I want you to write a letter on this thing about the homosexual stuff, and I want you to put it in the reader's letter condemning Pride Month and all that." And so Will constructed the whole thing himself. It took him about 50 days, but he did it. No, he did.
Carefully, very carefully.
No, so he's composing this letter to go out in the 6/20 edition of the Sentinel, because we wanted it to go out right before the major events.
Right.
So they're going to get his reader's letter on 6/20 in the Sentinel, which is a Sierra County newspaper, and they're going to do their stuff on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. So the way it worked, though, she did put his letter into her credit, and then, but in the same edition, she's advertising again, a second time, for the Pride Month. But she did allow him to print his letter out there, and so she gets credit for that, but it's a freedom of speech thing, I guess. You know, everyone's free, but which was weird. Years ago, she won't report this. There's something going on there. She's getting a little bit, moving to the left a little bit, and some people were angry at her and saying, what are you doing? I mean, how come you're advertising for these people, you know? Now, Will's going to, this letter he composed was so great, you know, he's going to read it to you.
Yeah.
All right? So I want it on the record. And so this was in the Sentinel on the 20th, the day before their three main events. All right, Will, you can.
Yeah. Pride Month should be condemned. As we enter into the second half of Pride Month, I ask myself, where is the outcry against this abominable sin from the other social conservatives in Sierra County? We at Mary's Little Remnant have been visible at least one day a week at the Triangle in TRC with signs protesting Pride Month. I have been writing county and statewide Republicans and telling them how easy it would be to condemn Pride Month by mobilizing Republicans throughout the state to get out and protest. The problem is that the leaders within the Republican Party don't believe Pride Month should be condemned. Let me remind Republicans that the current national platform of the Republican Party condemns homosexuality. It decrees that homosexuals should not be protected by anti-discrimination laws and thus should be discriminated against. And it's why it says why. Because anti-discrimination of homosexuals is, quote, alien to America's history and traditions. I'm going to quote the chapter here. Quote, we emphatically support the original authentic meaning of Title IX of the Educational Amendments of 1972. That same provision of law is now being used by bureaucrats and by the current president of the United States to impose a social and cultural revolution upon the American people by wrongly redefining sex discrimination to include sexual orientation or other categories. They are determined to reshape our schools and our entire society to fit the mold of an ideology alien to America's history and traditions. This is the Republican Party Platform 2016, Title 9, page 35. Conservative Protestants have a concept called sleeping churches. That is when a church is not active enough in condemning sin. How are the churches of Sierra County not sleeping churches when it comes to condemning Pride Month? Homosexuality is not only goes against God's laws, but against the natural law that God puts in all people. We know that most quote-unquote Christian churches are weak when it comes to judging the homosexual person. However, my question is, do these quote-unquote churches even condemn the sin of homosexuality and the LGBTQ agenda at all from their pulpits? Look at how the Bible totally condemns this behavior. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah. Quote, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, because it is abomination." Leviticus 18:22. Quote, "If one man lie with a man as with a woman, both have committed an abomination. Let them be put to death, their blood be upon them." Leviticus 20:13. Quote, "For this cause God delivered them up to shameful affections, for their women have changed the natural use into which use is against nature. And in like manner, the men also, leaving the natural use of the woman, having burned in their lusts one towards another, men with men, working that which is filthy." Romans chapter 1, verses 26 to 27. St. Paul says, "Not only those who do the act are worthy of death, but also those who don't condemn the act as well." Quote, "Who, having known the justice of God, did not understand that they who do such things are worthy of death, and not only they that do them, but they also that consent to them that do them." Romans chapter 1, verse 32. The problem is that if nobody condemns homosexuality and the LGBT agenda, then children are going to grow up thinking it is okay and natural, just like they tried to do last year at the school board meeting on May 8, 2023. Barbara Pearlman made a motion to pass the K-5 diabolical curriculum in Sierra County that said LGBT behavior is normal and acceptable. Thank God no one seconded the motion, so it died on the floor. Unfortunately, the middle and high school curriculums passed, which glorifies LGBT behavior. During the meeting, I had to take a phone call outside. After the phone call, a teenage girl came up to me and said that she was considered becoming a lesbian. But after reading our article condemning the diabolical curriculums, she said that she no longer wanted to be a lesbian, and she thanked me for the article. This is an example of what St. Paul calls, quote, "faith coming by hearing." Quote, "faith that then cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ." Romans chapter 10, verse 17. If you don't want your children to grow up thinking that the LGBT agenda is normal and acceptable, then it is crucial for social conservatives to unite and condemn Pride Month. And if you do not be surprised when one of or more of your children become homosexuals or transgenders. For your only hope of salvation, please visit www.johnthebaptist.us. William Norris.
Excelente, as they say. I couldn't have said it any better. I could steal it from him. See, he did that letter all himself. It's beautiful. No, really, you know, and the Holy, it's just beautiful. How it said everything, everything. And so now, that letter's in the paper, and he gets one good response. Sometimes you get bad responses, but people are like afraid to, but we get a lot of bad too. But he got one good email from somebody in town, and because he has his email address in a newspaper. And this is what this person said. "Thank you for standing up for the Lord. I read your article in the paper here in Truth of Consequences. I admired your courage in the face of an ever-hanging world. It's up to us to stand up for lies of Satan. Again, thank you." One person. One person. Comprehend what we're saying here. Our Lord said very few people are saved. When the Son of Man comes, think he find faith at all? Luke 18:8. It's going to be like in the days of Noah, Matthew 24, when only eight were faithful. A psalm where it says God looks down from heaven to see if there's anybody faithful. They've all gone aside. They're all bad. They're all evil on the whole earth.
I'm reading from Psalm 13, verses 1 to 3. They are corrupt and are become abominable in their ways. There is none that doth good, no, not one. The Lord hath looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there be any that understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all become unprofitable together. There is none that doth good, no, not one.
I mean, can't you see this? Only one from here and one from there will I convert? Where is everybody in the West? Where? It's over. And these are the so-called Christian nations. The only nominal Christian nations that's kind of good is over in Russia. And the Muslims are, zealous Muslims are better. China's better. The West is like gone. Gonzo. Yeah. It's, you almost, I don't know, you sit back and go, now there are some people like us out there, but there's not that many. That's all I'm saying. Okay, that's the point of what this is all proven. But what I'm going to say is, though, if even us out there made a big difference, this was big, what we're doing here, because that's how you convert people. And eventually, if you get more and more people, that's how you turn this thing back around. But you wonder why the whole world's infected? Because they want to be infected. This is like, if we're not living in the final days, and I don't know what the final days are going to look like.
I'm reading from the prophet Isaiah chapter 24, verses 5 to 6. The earth is infected by the inhabitants thereof because they have transgressed the laws. They have changed the ordinance. They have broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore shall a curse devour the earth, and the inhabitants thereof shall sin. And therefore they that dwell therein shall be mad, and a few men shall be left.
So anyway, that went out on 6/20. Then their first big day of events was on 6/21, 2024, which is the sixth weekday. So the brothers went out there to protest again. Here's a picture of the brothers. I visited them. I was doing my work, and I showed up, and I was able to stay there till about 12:30. I had to make a phone call back at 12:30. So I was out there for a while with them. So you can see the pictures of us out on the triangle on 6/21. And when I was talking to Brother Ryan, we're talking, and he's got his GoPro camera. Now, when I told Brother Ryan on these protests after he had that conflict with the Serenity guy to bring his camera, because if anybody tries to give us an assault, you got it on camera. And so he had his camera and ready to go. GoPro, it's called. It worked good. So I'm talking to him, and Brother Sal's on the other side of the triangle down here, on the other side of the triangle. And Brother Ryan goes, oh, I'm going to go help Brother Sal. Some guy's coming up over there. He had the Sodom and Gomorrah sign, so I'm holding the sign. He goes over to Brother Sal with the camera to get it on camera. Brother Sal, you tell how he came up, on you. You get it, yeah, tell him when you saw him. Yeah, okay. Just briefly. Just briefly. Yeah.
Well, he came up. I knew right away that something was wrong, because when he pulled up, in a place where it was
H&R Block.
H&R Block, yeah. And it was closed. Yeah. So there was nobody there, and he pulled up there. And he pulled up, and he parked our crooked.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, no, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And he pulled up, and he walked up, and when he was walking up, he you could tell he meant business. And the closer he started getting, he was pulling out his gloves, and they're like work gloves. Yeah. And he was putting them on the closer he was getting to me. Yeah. So by the time he got to me, his gloves were fully on.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, no, here we go. So that's the way he approached. Yeah. That's the way he approached me. So I was.
Yeah. So Brother Sal was ready to go at it, but he was. You know, but you think, thank God it didn't happen. Here's what happened though. First, I thought the reason he backed off was because he saw you coming over with the camera. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to get filmed. Yeah. But what you noticed when you were talking, what he said?
Yeah.
He said, when I was coming over, I wanted to beat you up.
Yeah.
But then a voice came to me and said, don't do it.
Yeah.
Then he said, It was like Laban. Remember when Laban was chasing Jacob?
Yeah.
And Jacob left with his two wives and the two concubines and his sons and all the stuff. And he snuck out, and then Laban's running after him.
Yeah.
And then Laban's sleeping that night. He says, I want to kill him.
Yeah.
And then God appeared to him in a dream and said, don't touch him.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, this guy thinks God's talked to him anyway. You're just like, what? But, so... God stopped them, you know. Because, and then he said, the voice told me not to do it, to talk to them. Which, you can, and in the end, you can have to, even this guy, he's bad-willed, but you can even convert him. You'll see. I'm going to play the tape on that. But before I do, and you can look at this confrontation, basically, they were very patient to brothers. They handled it really well, really good stuff. This guy was bad will. Bad will as he was, he still had to hear it. And so, like, Brother Ryan, at the end of the thing, about 20 minutes was cut off because his batteries went out. He forgot to juice his batteries.
Yeah.
So it's his fault. So he didn't get the last 20 minutes. He didn't get the last 20 minutes. But at the end, the guy was sort of listening a little bit. But this is, okay, so the guy's talking. They're debating with him. I'll just bring up a few things before I play the clip. Clip's 32 minutes. I'm not going to play it here, but you'll see it on the, when I go home. I'm going to put it in there. I'll just make a few comments. He had a big hang-up about the picture that they had with the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and he was pointing to the picture of Jesus Christ, right?
Yeah.
And he says, why do you got a picture of a homo?
Yeah.
This is talking about a homo.
Yeah.
That's not a picture of a homo.
Yeah.
That's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you say? Da Vinci. Yeah. Was it Da Vinci?
That's Da Vinci, right? That's
Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Michelangelo.
Da Vinci.
No, oh, Da Vinci. Leonardo.
Yeah.
Leonardo.
Yeah. Leonardo. Yeah. Da Vinci did that. He's a homo.
Yeah.
And they're going, I don't know. Basically, he kept going back to that. That's, you're cutting a picture of a homo. Da Vinci, Michelangelo, they were homos.
Yeah.
Yes, and they painted some horribly immodest, filthy statues. But they painted some good stuff, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so every statue they paint, the statue's not a homo. I mean, or the picture.
Yeah.
I mean, he's wacky.
Yeah.
So, but there's a point being made here, though, that he knew about Michelangelo and Da Vinci.
Yeah.
And he knew these guys were perverts.
Yeah.
And he knew that they were putting perverted sexual art and all stuff. He knew it.
Yeah.
And he said, and then right away they said, no, we're not associated with them.
Yeah.
That's not the true Catholic Church. These guys were apostates. They were idolaters.
Yeah.
They were desecrating our Catholic churches long ago. We don't support that.
Yeah.
We're not with them. We go back to the first 1,000 years of the church, and when the great apostasy started to happen, we don't support those people.
Yeah.
See, if you wouldn't have said that, and you would have said he's okay, you're dead.
Yeah.
Conversation's over.
Exactly.
Because even though he was stupid for making this picture,
right.
First of all, Da Vinci didn't even do this picture.
Yeah.
So, that's first of all. But it sounded like he wanted to call Jesus a homo.
Yeah.
Keeps pointing to Jesus and calling him a homo.
Yeah.
And they kept saying, no, it's Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He goes, why are you carrying a picture of a homo?
Yeah.
He was a weird kind of a character because he's coming up to defend the homos, but he's calling them homos.
Yeah.
He's, and you said, why, if, what are you doing here if you're condemning homos?
Yeah.
But he wasn't really. He said, well, everybody has a right to do what they want. Love is love. He got into that love stuff. So you're going to see the conflict that they had. But you also see how important what we always say, you got to disassociate yourself from that church. Because they know.
Yeah.
They'll throw it in your face.
Exactly.
You know, look at your church. Look at this art. Look at the desecrations. Yeah. Look at their teaching.
See my books, The Great Apostasy and the Desecration of Catholic Places.
Anyway, they did a good job defending the faith. This guy was, what was the word? Antagonistic?
Yeah.
That's, they almost went at it at one point, you know? I didn't know what was happening,
because
I'm holding the sign.
Yeah.
I go to Willie, says, what are they doing over there? The Gettysburg Address?
Yeah.
What's going on over there? I got to go make a phone call at
12:30.
I can't hold the sign anymore. Yeah. So I went over, you'll see it. I took a picture of them.
Yeah.
And he came next, he's smiling, so I thought, hey, things going pretty good.
That's hilarious.
He was kind of a weird guy.
Yeah, he was weird. You see the way he smiled in the picture?
Yeah.
He got his horns on.
Like he's your
friend.
Yeah. Like he's your friend. He was weird.
He's
like first he says, I want to learn, then he doesn't want to learn. Then I want to learn, I don't want to learn. And then like when he's, how do you know the truth? Then he says he's a Christian, but he doesn't like the Bible.
Yeah.
He's not reading the Bible. So how could you be a Christian?
Yeah.
And then finally, they got him. He came out and Ryan says, how do you know what you're saying is true? And he goes, God speaks. The man speaks to me. Or something like that.
He said, you're not.
And so Ryan goes, oh, so you're the Pope. You're the guy we got to go to listen to everything. Then he got a little nervous. Well, he speaks, but he doesn't speak. But there's still hope for this guy.
Yeah.
There is. I mean, okay, but that's how you got to get in their face. You got to be rough. If you're just mushy and unconvicted, they don't even care.
Yeah.
So here we're going to go to the clip. It's 32 minutes, and we're going to play the clip, and after that we'll come back.
Do you know who this man is right here?
Yes, I do.
Who?
Who is who?
This man right here.
It's Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's Jesus Christ.
Actually, no. This depiction of Jesus Christ, actually, is the lover of Leonardo da Vinci. Did you know that? Leonardo da Vinci, who painted the cathedral in Rome, was a homosexual.
Well, the church has gone bad since 1130. All those are apostates. We go back to the first 1,000 years. Since 1130, you have false statues, Greek mythology, Zeus, probably have naked images all throughout the Vatican. That's not the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
From 1130 on. Prior to that, it is the Catholic Church. And so
the Catholic Church is that way you turn your child.
Here, your discipline is the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's not. Yes, it actually
discipline
is.
Teaches you to perform better. A punishment means that you inflict pain. It means you create suffering. Well, does that sound like a loving father to you?
In the Old Testament, God.
The Old Testament, was this written before the Catholic was corrupt or after it got fixed?
It was written, the Old Testament was written by Moses and the prophets.
And the prophets.
Yeah, and Jeremiah himself, right? Jeremiah killed all the Canaanites because they were not worthy. God told him, wipe them out, man, women, and child.
Thou shalt not kill, why did he kill all those people?
No, God says, thou shalt not murder. And murder is unjust killing. We're for just killings. We're for capital
just
punishment.
Just killing. So you're telling me that if I witness an injustice, I can kill someone?
Yes.
So if I see someone passing on hate, someone corrupting the people, do I have the right to punish these people?
Yes, you do. I mean,
really?
You don't want to do it if you're not in control, like this country. We're not in power, so we can't kill anybody, but we believe if we were a Catholic nation, if we're in a Catholic nation, well, hear me out. If you're in a Catholic nation, homosexuals have worthy of the death penalty. We don't have power to kill these people because we're not in law enforcement. We're not in government, okay? So we're not going to go to jail ourselves. It would break the law of the land if I went out and killed this homo.
So the law of the land, does the law of the land differ from the law of God?
Yes, it does.
So if the law of God supersedes the law of man?
Yes, it does.
So then why are you not killing all these bad people? Why are you not killing the pedophiles in your churches?
Because then we'd all go to jail. And
so then your justice is not cost.
There'll be no,
God is not going to save your ass then.
No, well, it's not time yet. It's not time. Yeah, he's coming. Christ is coming.
In God's time, not God's time.
So do you think all this fire and wind that just came, is that his wrath?
Yes.
Killing all these innocent children and all these other Christians?
Yes.
His own people? He killed his own people and he's right about that?
Yeah, they're not his people. He said, away from me, accursed, I never knew you. That's what he says.
Well, he doesn't know you.
Yeah.
What if he kills you? You go to hell?
I'm Catholic. I hope I'm saved.
Catholic?
Yes. And we have to work our salvation with fear and trembling. And I hope I go to heaven, but we got to work our salvation out. Yes. You don't know. The way of the man seemeth right, but the end thereof leadeth to death. So you follow the Catholic Church. You follow Christ's teachings. But I hope I don't fall away. You can fall away. I can commit a sin tomorrow, and I go to straight to hell if I died. So you got to stay on the straight and narrow path. Wide is the way that leadeth to hell, and straight is the way to heaven. And so.
Sounds to me like you're just reading off your textbook, man. What about your experience? What can you tell me about your experience as a Catholic? Have you really taken your hands against one of these homosexuals that are so trashing the land of God?
We're out here today. We're out here protesting and trying to tell people the truth.
Have you really gotten any audience besides me asking questions?
You're earning for justice as well, man.
No, I'm not actually. I'm actually against this bullshit here.
Yeah. Bullshit?
Okay. Yeah. Well.
So you think homosexuality is okay?
I think love is good. Jesus said
homosexuality. Homosexuality was we're talking about.
Leviticus 20:13.
You're afraid of a man treating you like a man treats a woman.
Leviticus 20:13. If a man lie with a woman as with a woman, let him be put to death. His blood be upon him.
But what about adultery then?
Adultery is the same thing.
So then what do you do then? Because it seems to me like a bunch of old men here are just hanging out, bashing against other men.
Sex is only with a man and a woman when they're married. That's the only lawful sex.
Have you had
sex
before marriage?
No.
You sure?
I'm a virgin.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
Yeah. Well.
What about you? Are you married?
That doesn't suck. Purity is good in the
purity
eyes of God.
Is good.
Yes, purity. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Damn.
Well, you're just a pervert, is what you are.
Yeah,
well, you're a pervert.
To say such a thing.
Yeah.
Jesus died for my sins, so I shall make sure that he died gracefully.
No, you have to ask for forgiveness.
I don't.
You do.
No.
God won't forgive you unless you ask for forgiveness. And you're on the road to hell. You're on the road to hell is what you are.
This is how. Yeah. You see these people around here spreading hate?
That's not even close, man.
It's not hate. It's truth.
To the pits of hell. Not even close.
Yeah. No, that's because you have AC, bro. It's because you got AC.
Not even.
Sit in the sun for a while, man. Go out in the middle of the desert.
I do. Yeah. I'm a construction worker.
You do?
I'm out on the sun all day. 10 hours. Nice. Yes, sir.
Nice. So construction worker, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you preach this shit to your construction workers too?
Not at work.
What do they feel about it?
I don't take it to the workplace, but if they bring it up, you best believe
Why
I'm
not?
Gonna bring it up.
You're
because
over
it's a
here.
Workplace. It's
and
a,
what about
a place
this place
to work.
We don't.
This is a public place.
We have a right to protest.
We have a right to protest.
We have a right to protest.
Oh yeah, and I have a right to free speech as well, just like you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. So. This is what Christ taught. This is what the Bible teaches.
I don't think this is what Christ taught. This is what
you need to read your Bible. You need to read your Bible. Well, then how do you know what Christ taught?
How do you know?
Because every alliteration is different, man. Have you read the Old Testament?
Yes.
You're over here telling me that everything before the Old Testament is bullshit.
No, I never said that.
No, yeah, you did. Yeah. You said it was corrupt.
No, a thousand years. We go back.
Way longer than that, man.
So when did Jesus die and come back and re-edit this thing? Because at this point, it sounds to me
33
like
33 AD.
No.
When did he come back then? Because if this is the so-called second coming, when did he come back to write this book?
The 12 apostles wrote down what Christ's life in the New Testament. Okay, back in 50 AD, okay, and then you had the Old Testament was written by Moses, which was 5000 BC, okay, yeah. Well, here they're prophets of God, and it's codified by the Catholic Church, and which Christ founded. Christ founded the Catholic Church when he said to Peter, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Okay, that's the history, and
that's
the history. Okay,
that's what the book
says, well, you can dispute history if you want to,
sure.
but you're wrong and you're lying. You're a liar. Okay, God says all men are liars, and you're
so
one
you're
of them.
You're a liar too.
You're a liar.
And you're a liar too. And so is him. And that guy, and the other guy too. Yeah. We're all liars because we're all in men, and we're in hell, right?
No, not even close.
No, not even close.
No, it's eternal.
Eternal.
This is life. We gotta die here. Our bodies must come back to the ground. To dust thou wert made, to dust thou shalt return. All right. Hell is eternal. It's forever. There's no bailout. All right. It's forever, man.
I don't think that's true, man. Have you ever seen what's beyond? I have. I've died and I've come back.
You believe in the devil?
Not like the way you do.
What do you believe in?
I believe that everything is a state of mind. This so-called heaven and hell you battle so hard about is a state of mind. Your happiness is heaven. Your anger, your sadness, your depression, that's hell.
There's real demons out there.
Yeah, there's
a hell and then there's a heaven. And there's actual demon entities that want to take your soul and bring you down to heaven for all eternity. And they exist. They exist. That's you. Your soul is you. Your soul is your You're gonna live forever, either in eternity in hell or eternity in heaven.
So you don't believe that man has a soul?
No, I believe that man has a soul.
Has a soul.
I just wanna
body
know what
and
you
a
guys
soul.
Want. I wanna know what you guys describe as a soul.
It's the eternal part of a human.
Yeah.
Okay. That's eternal.
It's your personality. It's your personality. It's who you are.
That's who you really are. Your soul is who you really
so
are.
So
your
body gave me this way to come bring you this message. Why are you defying it?
Well, because you have free will. You have free will. You chose.
Exactly.
You've chosen the evil side.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you have.
In fact, I passed by. I got mad. I was about to come by and talk to you guys to take this shit down. But you know what? He told me to talk to you guys so I can better understand what is wrong with my brothers here on Earth.
Yeah. We're trying to save your soul. We actually love
you.
You
don't need to save me, boo.
Yeah, well, we're trying to. Because you're walking off a cliff. And if we don't stop you, I'm trying to tell you you're walking off a cliff, I would hate your soul.
What kind of friend is that, man?
Yeah.
I'm an angel, bro. I'm going to the cliff so I can fly.
Yeah. Well, you're delusional. And you're going
to
you're going to go to hell.
This guy,
you're on the road to
that's
hell.
That's the lower Leonardo da Vinci that you guys worship. You guys are
we don't worship
like
images.
We don't worship this.
We don't.
No. If he painted this,
so why is he on your picture then?
That's it. This is a representation of Christ. I don't know who painted the image.
Is it immodest? Let me ask you something. Is it immodest?
So then why are you wearing it?
is it immodest? Am I asking? Is it perverted? Is it immodest? Is there like something immodest about it?
I'm just questioning because this is saying you're against gay people.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a picture of a gay man that you're telling me that you worship.
We don't worship.
We don't worship.
It's not a picture of a gay man. This is not a picture of a gay man.
Your history in Christianity has a way of destroying people in such a horrible way, including by the Pope. And what you're doing would have gotten you that treatment from your Pope by carrying the image of a gay man if you guys are against gay people.
We said it again. We're carrying the image of Jesus Christ, okay? That's, we're representing Jesus Christ. We don't care who is painted by. We don't care who is painted by, okay? All right, we're against gays. Okay? We're against gays. All
right? That man right there is gay.
Yeah, he's all, you know what? We're against gays, and we'd kill his ass.
That man right there is gay, so tear that picture up.
See, a real pope, I think where you're getting at is, you're right. A pope wouldn't allow a faggot to paint this. All right?
Then why is the new pope, why is a new pope still continuing to use his image?
Because he's not the pope, is what we're trying to get at. It's not the true Catholic Church, man. It's been infiltrated a long time ago, man.
So then why are you using it?
Look at the, if you read the Bible, you see that God's chosen people, they go bad all the time in the Old Testament, man. All the time, and he punishes them. Why? Because he tells them straight up, obey my commandments, and you will live. His commandments, his Ten Commandments.
What are the Ten Commandments?
Come on, man. Are you truly asking that? Or?
Yeah. What are the Ten Commandments? Yeah. We're over here on video.
Yeah.
Let's say them out loud. What are the Ten Commandments?
Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt have no false gods before me. Thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not, I'm trying to remember all of them. Yeah.
Covet thy neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not, you said bear false witness.
Yeah. Yeah. But you can look them up and read them.
We're missing two. Which one says
hate faggots? What's your point?
Yeah, what's your point, man?
You said Ten Commandments, and which commandment says to hate your gay brother?
It's not hate, it's love, man. It's love. It's true love.
I just quoted you Leviticus 20, 13.
So you want to love
it says, if a man lies with a woman, man lies with a man, the same with a woman, let him be put to death, let him be blood be upon him. That's God's words, okay?
God's words.
If you don't believe it, you're going to hell. You understand?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, we're done talking about with this because
you're
bad will and you're on the road to hell, and you're antagonistic. Okay.
I'm not. I want to be educated.
I've tried to tell you.
I want
to
learn.
We've told you, and you're not listening.
Guy,
okay. So we don't throw our pearls to the swine. All right. So we're done with this conversation.
We are?
If you want to find more information, I give you a card if you're interested.
You find everything you need to save your soul, man.
I don't need to save my soul. I want to save yours. Because the fire's here, man.
That's our website for your only hope of salvation. Visit
Saint
that website.
John the Baptist.
Yes, sir.
Homosexuality is abomination before God.
Even though God created it.
He did not create homosexuality.
The image of a gay
man created homosexuality. The devil created homosexuality.
How do you not know God is the other face of the devil?
Because if you read the Bible and you look at history.
How many people did the devil kill?
What's that?
How many people did the devil kill?
Most everybody goes to hell. There's only 8 people on the ark in the Old Testament.
Yeah,
Noah.
The family and created incest.
The whole world went to hell. It's all about procreation. It's about creating children. Okay, what you're doing with homosexuality is abomination. Okay, that you're not creating anything. You're creating sin. It's all about creating children to have souls for God, to serve God, and save their souls and go to heaven. But you guys are all locked up into pleasure and want to go with animals. You go with other men. Okay, it's disgusting and it stinks. Sodom and Gomorrah, God wiped out Sodom and Gomorrah because of it. Man, women, children, everybody with fire from heaven, fire and brimstone.
For other sins, but sodomy was one of them, one of the main ones.
So let me tell you. Let me ask you. If God has this power to wipe out countries and shit like that for being sinners. Why is he not doing anything about the Middle East? They're all sinners, right? They're not Christians. Why would he care about smiting them, man? Why is he allowing all these innocent children and women being killed?
Because they're all evil, and they deserve it. The world's being punished right now, and the world's going to be second coming is coming, and there's going to be more killing, and more people are going to the blood will go up to the horse's bridle. In Kidron Valley in the second coming of Christ, which
is
soon.
So let me ask you, why did you join this membership here? Or is it because you're afraid?
I'm not afraid of anything. I'm a Catholic. I want to save my soul and enter heaven.
We're afraid of God. We're afraid of God. Yeah. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Really?
True wisdom. Really? There's false wisdom out there. All right? Philosophy, all that shit. All right? Philosophy, scholasticism, all that shit. Greek mythology, all that shit, man. It's all false wisdom. It's human. It's earthly wisdom.
Do you have children?
No, I do not.
Do you plan on putting them on the school district?
No,
absolutely not. Why would I do such?
We homeschool our kids. Man.
You homeschool?
Yeah. I don't have kids.
From the public school, he's the only one.
But if I had kids, I'd homeschool.
Oh yeah.
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 Why?
Because this school district teaches lies, promotes homosexuality, promotes evolution, teaches kids that they came from apes. And it's also a bad environment. Teaches kids bad habits, teaches them immorality, bad language.
Democracy. Everybody's equal. No, we're not.
So if you hate democracy, why are you here? This is America. If you hate it so much, why don't you leave?
This is where we grew up.
This is where we grew up, and this is where you hate your country. This is our punishment. No, we don't. We hate
the
founding of the country. Yeah,
democracy
is your government.
Yeah. And it's an unjust government.
So you Christians hate the government?
We abide all the just laws of the government. All the unjust laws and sinful laws we do not abide by. Yeah. Homosexuality is one of them.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And so that's what we do. We're Catholics in captivity here. Yes.
So you're like some swan inside a cage.
This is an evil world, and the rest of the world is going to hell. This government is going to hell. Okay. And they're run by the Jews, run by the apostate Talmudic Jews.
God's one chosen people.
Jesus was a Jew.
Jesus is a good Jew. He's a good Jew. We're not against all Jews.
So if there's good Jews, does that mean there's bad Christians? Could you be a bad Christian?
You can be a bad
Jews. There's bad Jews and bad Christians.
As long as you don't commit sins against the faith.
Oh, but hating your brethren is not a sin?
We're not hating. We're loving you. We're telling you the truth.
We're the only ones that's actually... And we truly love you and saying, hey man, this is an abomination.
That's kind of gay. It's you're not telling gay. Me as a man that's that you not love joy. Me, that's kind of gay, man.
We love your soul.
That's even more gay. Yeah.
We love your soul. We want you to go to hell. Go to heaven.
Oh, you want me to go to hell?
Go to heaven.
I think you had a Freudian slip there, buddy.
I want you to go to heaven. Okay? You're just antagonistic, okay?
I'm not. I want to be educated.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to educate you, and you're just antagonistic.
Conflicts a lot.
Yeah.
You're telling me one thing, and then it clashes.
No, it's not.
It's hate, and then it's love.
So you're not listening.
To me that you're not even...
You're not listening. You don't want to listen. You're not really listening.
I am listening.
You're not.
I am.
Yeah, you're attacking the Catholic Church. You attack the Bible. You attack God.
I don't care about the Catholic Church.
Well, so then there's nothing more I can tell you.
I care about what you guys are having standing here with this message here.
Well, we've told you.
Proclaiming that you hate gays, but you have a picture of a gay.
We're not going over that again. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you brought that up like four times.
Yeah.
Well, come on, man. You're still holding it like you're proud of it. Like, yeah, look at this gay man.
This is Jesus Christ. We're representing Jesus Christ, okay? I don't give a shit what Leonardo da Vinci did, okay? You got that?
He's burning in hell if he didn't repent for his sins.
We're done talking
here. All these blasphemies that he committed, or his homosexual sins, he's burning in hell. Thank you for the picture, but hey, man, you're in hell, buddy. Period.
Yeah, you're in hell.
No, this is not hell. Hell's eternal.
Hell,
I already told you that, man.
Man, if this
like
is
I said,
hell.
Man, if you ask goodwill questions, we'll answer it, man. Yeah. But to this point, it just seems like you're antagonistic.
Yeah, I'm not answering any more questions. I'm done talking to you.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you got the card there, man. If you want to learn, how to save your soul, all right? Real, true hell. This is not hell, man. This is not hell. It's not even close, man. It's eternal.
I'm just going to say you guys are going to be disappointed when you see what lies beyond it. Because it's not what your little storybook tells you. You don't get to sit next to your father telling you little stories as he punishes your gay brother. That's not what it is. If you really want to be prepared for what comes beyond, you got to change your mind. You got to change your mindset. And if you really hate your government, get out of my country then.
Well, you can get off this grass, so.
You own this grass?
Yeah.
You own this grass?
You can leave now.
You own this grass?
You can leave now.
This is public property, man.
Yeah. You can leave now.
This is proper property.
So?
I can sit on this rock if I want to.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk anymore.
That's fine.
All right.
You okay?
I'm fine.
You're looking at me like you want something.
I don't want anything.
Sure?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
You look like you want to kiss me, faggot.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Look at your face, man.
Seems like you don't like faggots either. Then what was the whole, like, you're calling us faggots, you're calling us gay. And gay was, it was, it, no, they took the word gay.
But I'm a sinner, right? So I can sin. Your guys
are no, you don't have the right to sin.
I don't have the right
no,
to sin.
No, you don't have the right.
I don't have the right.
No.
Who has the right to sin?
Nobody.
Nobody has the right. We all
so
have free will.
So why did God create sin?
God did not create sin. Man created sin. Here, wait, it's an endless loop. You're not listening.
No,
I'm done talking. I said this five times already, okay?
God is the creator.
God
is a creator.
He did not create sin. He did not create sin.
Then who created it?
Man did. When he
man
when God he ate the apple, Eve
so
ate the apple. God told Eve, you're not listening. Yeah, I want to know something? I'm done talking with you. You're not listening. You're a homosexual faggot bastard. Okay, and you're going to hell. All right? Now,
that's nice.
Move on.
That's nice.
Move on.
That's nice.
Move on.
I'm just asking the questions. You're upset.
I answered your questions. Your bad will. You're not listening. Okay?
There's nothing more to say, man.
Yeah.
When you're asking, you're not asking the
I
right questions.
I just told you, man created sin when
man
he disobeyed God. He disobeyed God when he ate the apple. Adam and Eve ate the apple.
So why did God create the apple? He didn't want us to
it's called free
to
win. Okay, you want your children to obey you, or do you want your children to disobey?
My children obey me because I discipline them.
Okay.
I punish them.
So what happens if they do something that you don't want them to do?
I discipline them.
Okay, that's
a
sin against you.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. They
no.
sinned against you.
No, it's not. It's a sin against themselves.
Wait, but they disobeyed your command.
My job as a parent is to teach them to choose better for themselves.
They disobeyed what you told them to do.
So
God, we disobeyed God.
Parenting.
God is our parent. God's our father. He told us not to eat the apple.
Okay.
We ate the apple. We sinned against God. God punishes us. Okay. And so we have now original sin on our soul that needs to be, we need to get baptized, have that cleansed, and we need to be a part of His Catholic Church in order to be cleansed from the sin.
Okay. Now, here's the kicker of it all.
Yeah.
I've been baptized. I'm a Christian. And I'm appalled that my brethren here, who are telling me they're the same as me, are putting this shit right
now. You're not a Christian.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not a Catholic.
You're
not the same. You got to belong to Christ Catholic Church that He
There's
founded.
There's only one type of Christian.
Only one church.
There's one church, all right? Not 20,000, all right? One church, one faith,
what's the
one
difference?
Baptism.
We're all obeying the same
no,
person.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
So what's the difference?
I just told you. You need to do some research.
What,
you need to go study history. You need to study the Bible.
I studied
and you need to
history.
Study the Catholic faith.
I've studied so many types.
You don't know one thing about the Catholic Bible. Faith. You don't know one thing about the Catholic faith.
I don't?
Faith. No.
No. Okay, cool. Do you know about ancient texts before your Christian God?
No, because
no?
those are false texts.
False
they're
texts,
from the devil.
Even though they were here before your God.
Noah was here before. Adam and Eve was here before all of them. And they believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the God of Noah. The God of Noah is the true Catholic God, the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament and the God of true Catholics. He's the only one God that you can be saved under. All the other gods are devils.
The other gods are devils.
Yes.
How do you know that yours is the right one and not the wrong one?
Because
you're so good at brainwashing.
Because I have the Catholic Church teaching me and the Bible.
But what if it's
and
the
history.
Teaching you?
It's not.
Have you questioned it?
It's not the devil because you've got history, you got the Catholic Church.
But have you questioned it?
There are things beyond our understanding that we can comprehend. Just keep
that
in mind.
That's why you
right?
have to ask questions so you can better understand.
No, there's things
when
that you
they
cannot
don't want you
understand,
to understand
that you're
is
not capable
of trying
to understand.
To control you.
Do you believe Jesus Christ was a real person?
Jesus Christ is my brother.
Do you believe he came and.
Jesus Christ is
okay.
here.
Okay. Alright.
Jesus Christ is my brother.
So,
and you guys
what church did he found?
He didn't find a church.
What church did he found?
He did not found a church.
Yes, he did.
He led people around teaching them what is real.
What did he tell Peter?
He told people to love their neighbor. He told people to be tolerant.
Okay.
He taught people that unity is what's important.
But what did he tell Peter?
I don't give up.
He said, Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church.
And
the gates of hell shall not prevail against
it. And did you hear that from his words, or did you read that from Peter's book?
So Peter's a liar now, is what you're saying.
All men are liars.
Okay. All evil men are liars.
Is
okay.
Peter good?
Yes.
Is Peter evil?
Peter's good.
There's no good without evil.
Okay.
If Peter's good,
Peter
then
is the first pope of the true Catholic Church.
Oh, okay. So he's the first pope, even
yep.
though all those popes were evil.
I didn't say all. I didn't ever said you're twisting the words. I never said they're all evil. They're all evil. Yeah. Yeah, we're done talking here.
I want to get a picture too.
No.
Good.
Yeah.
I got to be back by 12:30.
All right. Okay. All right. Dallas Wiscombe.
Well.
All right. Your name was?
My name is Yair.
Ryan.
Yair?
Yes. We're praying for you, Yair.
Yair.
Nice to meet you.
We're praying for you.
Thank you. All I want is to be educated.
Okay.
And all I want to do is have my answers questions. I mean my questions answered.
Yes.
Because it seems to be there's a lot of misinformation out there. And I just want to know that not just me, but everyone has the right information.
Right.
Right?
Yes. We're trying to tell people that it's been lies, okay, against the Catholic Church. Trying to say you can be saved in this religion, you can be saved in it doesn't matter. It does matter. Christ founded a church. He gave it to the 12 apostles. If you look at history, for the first 1,000 years, there's a Christian church. All Western civilization was Christian. They went bad. Man's sinful. But God's word doesn't go bad. And God's thing does not go bad. God's word. And that's what we're trying to tell you. And we're trying to tell you what God's law is. God does not want homosexuality. He does not want perversion.
I think that's what you guys want.
We don't want it.
Yeah, I know you guys don't want it. You guys are so anti about it. But that's not what God wants. Just reading off.
You think God wants homosexuality?
God wants you to be happy. God wants them to be happy.
He gives you rules. Why did he tell Adam and Eve not to eat the apple?
Why did he put it there?
Because we have to obey him.
What if it's
what would be good if we didn't? If God just made us to obey him, we'd be robots. We wouldn't love him.
So
if somebody does something for us.
So you don't want to be a robot?
Exactly.
So you want to be a robot?
I want to love God. So God tells us not to eat the apple. I don't eat the apple.
Okay.
But if you want to eat the apple, that's your choice. But now you choose hell.
Okay. So you want to be a robot and love God?
I don't want to be a robot.
Yeah,
I want to love God.
Yeah.
We will.
So you hate the apple?
We would be robots if he didn't give us free will.
The apple gives you free will. Or you can be a robot and be under God's free will.
We're a robot.
Huh?
We're a robot.
So you want to be a robot?
No. We just answered your question. See, this is where you're bad will. Okay.
No, I can't hear you with all the traffic.
Okay.
Bad here.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to tell you, if you listen, that God doesn't want us to be robots. He wants us to love him with our own free will.
Okay.
He wants us to choose him. He gives us a set of rules. We got to choose his set of rules. If we don't choose his set of rules, we disobey God. We don't love God.
Okay.
He who loves me keeps my commandments.
So what about your ancestors eating the apple and they damn you?
Yes.
Why does he want anything to do with you?
Because he's merciful. God is all merciful.
But he doesn't care about you because your ancestors ate an apple.
No, he does care about us. He gives us a chance. That's why Christ came and died on the cross. Yeah.
That's why he's.
Yeah.
So he killed his own son.
Yes. He sacrificed his own.
Ultimate sacrifice because they committed an ultimate sin.
Yes.
Why didn't he just kill
God?
Kill his own.
It was so bad because God is the only one who could repay the debt. Think about if you borrowed money from somebody and then you got locked up in jail and you could never work to pay the money off. You'd have to have some rich man come and give you the money to pay off your debt. If you're locked up.
Why would I get locked up when I don't do anything bad?
Because you paid the debt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand the point you're making because I've never been down there.
Because you're not listening.
I've never been to jail.
Where's this going? Do you want to learn or do you want to just
be? I do, but you're giving me bad examples, man.
I'm not. You got bad will. You're not listening. Yeah.
No, it's not bad intentions. I want to be educated.
Well, then you got to listen.
Questions. The problem is you guys don't.
If you want to be educated, you need to go to that website and start studying.
It sounds to me like you just don't like my questions.
No.
Who can I speak to who can actually answer my questions?
I've answered all your questions.
Maybe
you don't want to listen to them.
F-bombs too, man.
Yeah.
By that alone, you'll burn an eternal fire.
Why? I have free speech.
Why does it mean you can't? You curse? Why do you need to curse?
Why do I need to?
Why do you need to curse? I don't understand cursing. Why do you need to curse?
We can get your point across without cursing. Yeah?
I don't understand it.
So why do you use hate then? Hate is curse.
I already told you that it's not hate.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Not accepting people is hatred. And that hatred is what's going to send you to hell. I'm sorry, but these are your brothers.
So you believe I'm going to hell? Because where do you get that authority and where do you get that ruling? Who told you that we're going to hell?
You won't like my answer.
Well, I'll.
God speaks to me.
So you're the Pope then?
I'm not the Pope.
This is the guy everybody needs to listen to right here.
No.
You have all the answers.
I don't.
So how do you know? How do you know?
It's called being a channel.
How do you know we're going to hell? What set of rulings tells you that we're going to hell?
You are here. You're here to learn your lessons so you go back to your heaven.
But who told you that? Where do you get your authority from? From God.
You have direct communication with Almighty God.
I don't.
So then you're full of shit.
then you're full of shit, man. Pretty simple.
Yeah. Come on. We got 2,000 years of Catholic infallibility back to time of Christ, backing up what we teach. You have nothing. Give me something, you don't have it. So there you go.
Unbroken line of tradition. Unbroken, man.
Unbroken line of
tradition.
Who gets to inherit that, then, if it's tradition?
Peter. Peter, the first Pope.
Peter's dead.
Peter is the first apostle. Peter is the apostle Christ gave to Peter upon this rock. I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it.
Okay, but that's Peter thousands of years ago.
What Christ told to Peter.
Who's today?
Then.
Who's today?
Who's today? It's us. Us Catholics here who follow the true teachings.
So you guys are the popes? You guys are the ones with the message?
We're not a pope, but we follow the teachings of the true popes.
So why you call me a pope and disrespect me that way?
Because.
You made fun of me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because what you're saying is bullshit.
What you're saying is bullshit too.
Okay, that's what you can think.
Because you're giving me empty answers, man.
No, I ain't giving you any empty answers. You don't understand the answers, and you don't want to understand the answers, okay?
Because your answers are not that great, bro. Well, they're not even right.
Well, that's your opinion.
No, dude, I have seen the world, and you are telling me some shit that's not even right.
If they hit us, there's two things that are going to happen. We're going to beat their ass or they're going to beat our ass.
Yeah.
If we're outnumbered, we get the St. Paul treatment.
Yeah.
They beat them near death several times.
Yeah.
But I'll do my best to beat their ass. That's for darn sure.
Yeah.
And they better have a few of them because God will be with us.
Yeah.
The Santa with the jawbone of an ass. A lot of times God... Anyway, that's what... This is what you expect when you're going out there, right? Some people are... Okay, now... Okay, on the next day, 6/22/2024, which is the seventh weekday, was when they were going to have their float parade.
Right.
And so the brothers went out there at a little bit of a different time. And so I went out there also again to visit them. I wasn't out there the whole time, but it was out there pretty long. And you'll see some pictures of us right now out there. Now also, during this day, that guy from the Serenity shop, Mr. Serenity... Who wasn't so serene? We're going to heaven. Anyway, he wasn't so serene, right? But anyway, what he determined to do is, on this day, he did a counter protest.
Yeah.
So right in front of his store, he's got a rainbow shirt on. He's Mr. Straight Guy. He's wearing like rainbow colored shirt. He's got signs. He's got some other people out there holding signs and praising Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month is what he said.
He made two of them.
So it's a Happy Pride Month. So it's a counter protest across the triangle. So fine. You do that.
Disco music.
So he was doing that. And at the same time, we had this one lesbian bull dyke come up there in the middle of the triangle. And she was trying to interfere with our protest. She was trying to usurp it. So, see, we had... Who was up on the front point? It was our brother Phil.
Yeah.
We were down on the bottom part. Nick was over here. And so this she came right in the middle of us on the triangle, and she's promoting Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
I said, she's trying to promote Pride Month. You know, she's trying to usurp our thing. But at one point even, because they were getting a lot more, you know, approvals. But, so she goes, look, we're more popular than you are. And we says, it's not about popularity.
Yeah.
We want to be popular with God. We don't care about being popular with people.
Yeah.
And the weirdest thing is, you'll see in the clip, some motorcycle guy, tough motorcycle guy, is driving by. He waves to her and gives us the bird.
Yeah.
That's like Viking people being homos, like Attila the Hun. Yeah. They hated homos. Yeah. The Vikings did not tolerate homos, nor Attila the Hun. That's why I tell you, brothers, if I had a choice, I'd rather live under Attila the Hun.
Yeah.
Under his yoke.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not denied on a fake, I'll live under Attila the Hun. Genghis Khan, the Vikings, they don't put up with that homo shit. Here's a guy, tough guy, like a Ted Nugent guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Driving his motorcycle, waving to the homo and giving us the bird.
Yeah.
Are we living in a wacky world?
Yeah.
A lot of your conservatives are following Trump. Trump's a homo supporter.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy's word, I told him in that one lecture, you're going to make America great again by supporting homos? That's it for these people.
Yeah.
They're gone. I can't wait for the Chinese and Russians to come in here. Or God's going to do some stuff eventually for us even preaching. And one day we're going to preach and the fire is going to come down. Now, we're going to go to the, we filmed it, some of it. And we're going to go to the film. It's 14 minutes. We're going to play the clip and I'll make some comments afterwards.
You'll first see Brother Will, and the camera's on him. He was facing in the wrong direction. But a guy was coming up and arguing with him. And you'll see the guy threw a cup of soda with ice in it at Brother Will, and some of the ice caught him. So that's what you're going to be seeing in the first part of this clip.
Now I know the true history. There's no salvation outside the Catholic Church. Yep. You got a soul that lives forever? I got it on film.
Praise Mary Joseph.
And I'll pray for this guy's great. Great job, boy.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, you remind me of, you know, a black kid what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He goes, he says, you're not listening to me. You want to, you sound like that black kid when he's talking, Yoav Shamir.
I don't remember, but yeah.
You did a great job.
Thanks. Well, yeah.
You don't want to listen.
Nah.
It's like you're talking to an idiot.
Exactly. There you go.
I hope I got it on there. I don't know if
you get a picture.
There you go. Record.
But that was amazing what you got on there.
Yeah.
You know, it's an educational thing because they hit all the points.
Yeah.
And if you don't come out and condemn this Renaissance church, you're dead.
Right. We're recording right now, right?
Yeah, recording right now.
Okay. All right.
If you don't do it, you're dead.
Yeah.
They're going to use it right against you.
Exactly.
So you
definitely
support this homo with naked art and perverted art. And,
you
know, it makes the whole Catholic church look bad.
I know, it does.
Yeah, here we go.
Fruitcake.
Yeah.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in the battle. Protection against the wicked, the snares of the devil. We God, rebuke and we humbly pray. Thou Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God.
Cast into the hell, bulldog bitch.
Yeah.
And cast him to hell everlastingly.
Yeah.
How you doing, bulldog bitch? You happy being a bulldog bitch? You're going to go to hell if you stay like that. We're here to try to help you and you don't realize it. You're on the road to hell. Your behavior is against the natural law.
Your
behavior is against the natural law. If everybody is a homo, there'd be no human beings. Figure it out, knucklehead. Figure it out. True love is telling somebody when they're in trouble. She's trying. Oh, okay. Now we're supporting homos.
Yeah.
We're like a homo parade. Yeah.
Man, I smell marijuana. You smell marijuana?
Yeah. Something like it. Yeah.
The
car went by. He gave us a whip. He's trying to poison us.
Yeah.
He's trying to poison us.
maybe God has put a lightning bolt on her anus right now. Strike her death.
It's about being Catholic. You gotta be a true Catholic. It's homosexuality is an abomination.
People that are dying every day, you're doing this on a Saturday?
Yeah. To go against Pride, so-called Pride Month, it's an abomination to God.
I'm a Christian.
Well, then you should be with us. You should be protesting.
She's having a Ruidoso. She's trying to say, you guys aren't helping Ruidoso people. You know, so they can punish them. They're all freaking out.
Look at this buffalo.
Yeah.
Would it be nice if God struck her? But then they blame us.
Yeah, I know.
Then we get in trouble. Maybe he'll get her when she's on the way home.
Yeah.
Really? But she's far from us.
Exactly.
Put a lightning bolt on her. You know what's amazing? We're talking about two different religions here, diametrically opposed.
Yeah.
The religions of the devil in the world, especially when it comes to this. I mean, like, this, why this is so gross, even St. Paul says.
Yeah, right.
This is not even like fornication man with a woman. This is even worse.
Yeah.
This is like, it's still all bad.
Yeah.
But this is like unbelievable, the world we're living in.
Yeah.
And they got the nerve. Look at the way they come out.
Mm-hmm.
See, if we had more people doing what we're doing,
yeah,
this stuff would be nipped
exactly.
in the bud.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we're nipping it in the bud right now
mm-hmm.
by what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's making a big difference. And it will when we post all
yeah.
this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at this. Who would you rather be with?
Yeah.
Take
that,
people, they can hear me. Take a look at this bull like
yeah.
bitch. Who do you want to be with? Take sides, Pete. Remember Moses said take sides?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Remember Moses said take sides? You want to be with these kind of people?
I know.
You want them in your house and in your neighborhood with your
exactly.
kids? Praying on your kids?
Yeah.
If we had power over them, they'd get the death penalty, these obstinate ones, for sure.
Yeah.
We don't have power over them, we can't do it, but God can certainly do it.
Exactly.
And the time may come when we just throw the curse down on them and God does the rest.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's a lot of them. We couldn't kill them all anyway.
Yeah.
We don't have enough people to kill them.
Yeah.
Today's the day, too.
It is.
Yeah.
We're popular with God. That's all that matters.
You know who you're popular with? You're popular with the devil and Satan.
Yep.
Satan controls this world, and you're one of his children. You're a child of death, of perversion.
Yep.
Your whole religion, your whole lesbianism is an abomination to God and the natural law. You buffalo butt. Yeah, but that's your, you should be extinct.
Yeah.
If we had power over them, boy, I'd tell you something.
Exactly.
Yep.
I hope he knocks them down on her.
I know.
On her float.
Nice. Yeah.
I hope he does.
Exactly.
I really hope.
Inner tubes all deflated.
Lightning bang. That's it. 50 homos died on the Rio Grande.
Yeah.
And drowned them.
Oh,
we're still
man.
Gathering their bodies.
Yeah, right. Drowned in 3 feet of water. They still.
I know exactly. Buffalo butt, don't come too close because you stink. Your soul stinks of the devil. Your soul stinks of the devil. You stink. You stink. Buffalo butt. Buffalo butt.
That's Mike.
Bull dyke lesbian. Is that clear now? Open up your ears and hear what I said. How many times you got to hear it? I think that was a homo. Say Michael the Archangel.
Defense in battle. We are protecting against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke whom we humbly pray. Thou, Prince and Heavenly Host, by the power of God. Cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking to ruin of souls. Amen.
Cux sancti patris benedicti, cux sancti signi lux,
andaco simi lux, vada retro sentana, nucum suare mi divana,
so come out like a leaf, if saved and be
bad. Big talk, the guy in the front. The guy, he's the, yeah, that's the New Jersey.
Oh, how do you know? What a shame, he's from New Jersey.
The computer guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know him?
Is he the guy who walked by all the time?
Yeah, he always walking around.
He's the guy who walked by all the time. You guys support homos. You're crazy. It's against the natural law. If everybody's a homo, there'd be no human beings, you stupid knuckleheads. You're idiots. You're going against the natural law, and you're going against God's commandments.
I'm here to see my brothers and sisters in Christ.
You're not. We're not brothers and sisters. You support homos?
I just came up here to see what was going on.
Are you with them?
Excuse me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are you with them?
You know what?
I asked you a question. Do you support homosexuality?
You support them, yes or no?
Is, okay, you don't.
No, but I don't support hate either.
This is not hate. This is not hate. God said if you you hate God. And you hate God's commandments. God said if you love me, well listen, listen. God said if you love me, God said if you love me, keep my commandments.
I rebuke you in the name. Everybody,
God hates sin. See, you are a homo supporter.
Do it in love.
That's not love. You're not love. You're not love. You're hatred. You hate God and you hate His commandments.
What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah?
What happened? What did relationship?
What did God do with Sodom and Gomorrah? You read the Bible?
I know that. Yeah.
Why? Why did He do it?
Calm down.
Okay, why did He do it? Why did he do
you? You need to take a
No. What you're doing is about. You need to convert.
You need to
convert.
God is love.
Yes, He is. He loves goodness.
I came not to bring peace, but the sword.
I love goodness. I hate sin. Love good, hate evil. That's God speaking. So don't quote God to me. Your God's not the God of the Bible. Your God is not the God of the Bible.
It's
a false God.
Where are you from?
Newark, New Jersey.
Go home.
We don't take no shit where we come from,
go
pal.
Home.
If you grew up where I did, you'd be dead. You'd be dead if you. And when I grew up, people like you walking down the street, we club you over the head.
You should not be. You are.
Now go on your way and leave us alone.
You don't talk to me like that.
I just did. I just did.
Sit here for the day.
I just did.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
You have a soul, and it's going to go to hell forever.
True love is telling you you're on the road to hell. That's true love, and that's what we're telling you. True love is telling you you're on the road to hell. You're on the road to hell.
You're on the road to hell.
You don't even know me.
You're not
look, you're supporting. I know enough about you right now because you support homos.
There's a right way and a wrong way.
What's the wrong way? What's the right way? Have you told them that
you're yelling at me just because I walked over
here? No, you're supporting homos.
I was wrong.
You're supporting.
You're hanging out with homos. You're hanging out with homos. You're walking with him.
I feel sorry for y'all.
Shame
on you.
It's the truth.
We'll pray for your conversion. We'll pray for your conversion. I pray God enlightens you with the truth.
Imagine if we could see your internet.
What? Don't even
look.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him go.
Yeah.
Wasting your breath. White trash. Yeah. No. White trash is. They're almost. Oh yeah, look at them. Look at them. My little lesbian friend.
Yeah.
Let's get to the goodnight and have a little a homo orgy.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate with a homo orgy.
Exactly. Yeah.
I hope God strikes your private parts right up for them tonight.
Exactly.
You know. Remember who's with the finger. Oh,
the bird.
So I figured. How could he wait for both? He's a tough motorcycle guy, and he's giving us the finger, right? What are we living in? What kind of a world is this? That's like, I watched a Viking movie. They hated homos.
Yeah.
And Attila the Hun. Now he's got these Viking-looking guys, and they support homos.
Yeah. It's the end of the world.
It's the end of the world. There's nothing left. This is the end of the world.
We're getting some good content.
Good content to post. Yeah. Bull Dyke Nelly.
Yeah.
There's a Loch Ness monster. She came out of the water, and it turned out to be a homo. We're St. George, the dragon slayer.
Yeah.
She was calling for recruits.
Yeah.
Wait till the day when you get the Antifa people there. Then we're going to have a real battle.
Yeah.
Then we're going to really have a battle.
Exactly.
Now, I see some people, after they look at that video, look at Ibrahim. He's crazy. Look at the way he's mocking those people, how harsh he is. But we got to make a distinction. When somebody is bold enough to publicly flaunt their sins in the public arena, you got to harshly rebuke them and you got to mock them because they're mocking God. You got to denigrate them because they're denigrating God. You got to be harsh against them. It's not like the homo that hides in the closet. He's ashamed of what he does. He doesn't come out in public. He's almost not like even a homo. He's doing the sin, but he's not really associating with it. When you come out in public, and you're even saying God created him that way now, and you come out in public like that, you're telling everybody, this is normal, I'm not ashamed, I'm proud of it. There's no harsh words. My words aren't harsh enough. You think that was harsh? I can't think of a word I wanted to use against them that's harsh enough. And I'm going to quote to you how you got to treat people like that. What does the word of God say? When you've got to rebuke obstinate public sinners that are flaunting their sins in public, read about Titus 1:13. Rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound of faith, 1 Timothy 5:20. And then that sin reproved before all, that the rest may also have fear. 1 Corinthians 4:19 to 21. Here's what St. Paul says: "But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and I will know not the speech of them that are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in speech, but in power. What will you? Shall I come to you with a rod, or in charity, or in the spirit of meekness? Either you wise up, confess your sins, be ashamed, because if you're going to flaunt them, I'm going to come with power. I'm going to come with a rod. I'm going to rail your ass." We read here about how God tells us to mock them and to deride them and to denigrate them. This is Job 22:19. "The just shall see and shall rejoice, and the innocent shall laugh them to scorn." Proverbs 3:34, he shall scorn the scorners, and to the meek he will give grace. And Psalm 58:9, "But thou, O Lord, shall laugh at them. Thou shalt bring all the nations to nothing." And Psalm 2:4, "He that dwelleth in heaven shall laugh at them, and the Lord shall deride them."
And Jesus called the evil Pharisees serpents and vipers. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 23, verses 32 to 33. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, you serpents, generation of vipers, how will you flee from the judgment of hell?
And Jeremiah 51:18, "They are vain works and worthy to be laughed at. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish." They shall perish. "Now I give you a choice, so you faggots that are going out there in public and flaunting them, you're angry because we're yelling at you." We also called them to conversion too, at the same time. And we said, that's true love. Warning people that we're on our road to hell harshly so they can turn around. So, would you rather have me talking like that, or God send down lightning bolt from heaven and burn your ass and send you right to hell? Like Sodom and Gomorrah. Would you have rather had that? That's your choice. Either you're going to hear me give you a chance, or you're going to get the fire, and he's going to send you down to everlasting flames of hell forever and ever and ever. And never ends. That's your choice. You should thank me, is what I'm saying. Yeah. You should thank me because I'm trying to shake you out of your dead consciences where you're justifying this thing. And look, they can try to hide it in their heart all they want. They're miserable bastards. They know what they're doing is wrong. A lot of the people that passed this on that protest who weren't saying anything, they were ashamed. You can see it. They would look away. They would look down. They would look. Why are you looking away? Why are you looking down? Why? Because they know. Even the homos know. They can try to get rid of the law upon your heart. They can't. So you should thank God that he allowed us to go out there and do this to you. That's what they need. They need the hard word. They need the harsh word. First, for the glory of God. Second, to shake them out of their comfort and sin. The people are sewing cushions under their elbows. Ezekiel talks about that. You sew cushions under the elbows of sinners to make them comfortable when they sin.
I'm quoting from the prophet Ezekiel chapter 13, verses 18 to 21. "Thus saith the Lord God, woe to them that sew cushions under every elbow and make pillows for the heads of persons of every age to catch souls. They caught the souls of my people, and they violated me among my people for a handful of barley and a piece of bread, to kill souls which should not die, and to save souls alive which should not live, telling lies to my people that believe lies. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I would declare against your cushions, wherewith you catch flying souls, and I will tear them off from your arms. I will let go the souls that you catch, the souls that should fly, and I will tear your pillows, and will deliver my people out of your hand. Neither shall be any more in your hands to be a prey, and you shall know that I am the Lord."
So we're shaking them out of it. If you think I'm too harsh, go somewhere else with these faggots, and go with them. The mushy, wokey, Mr. Rogers, bozo the clown people. Go ahead with them. Oh, he's judging them. Now, like Brother Will said, it's beyond even judging the sinner. None of them judge the sinner. No, they all say that. You're not allowed to judge anybody. We hear that up and down, down and up, up and down. Read John 7:24. Jesus said, judge just judgments. Luke 12:57, why even among yourselves do not judge that which is just? Luke 17:3, if your brother sin against thee, rebuke him. If you repent, forgive him. We can give a million verses. Everybody knows you got to judge people, but no, they don't judge now the sinner. Don't judge us though, but they don't judge. They don't. That's a big thing now. You're not allowed to judge them. But it's gone further than that, like Brother Will said in his letter. They don't even condemn the sin anymore. He's asking these people, will you at least condemn the sin? And he gets nothing. Backdrop on what he's been doing. He's been sending these emails out and shook to these people. And when he gets that, he says, would you please, will you at least condemn the sin? Nothing. Nothing. Dead. They won't even answer him. Usually, like, if you know you're right, you would answer him and say, if you think you're right, oh, you're right, well, you're wrong. No, why aren't they going to answer him? Because they know what he's saying is right. They're chicken shits. They're afraid. They're more afraid of their parents, their jobs, their family, this wicked world, than God. They got no fear of God. They got no concept of what's waiting in America because they all think they're going to be saved, which goes back to the denial of the salvation dogma. All men are saved. If I'm saved, Protestants too will believe all you got to do is believe in Jesus and you can do whatever you want. You can be a flaming homo. You can rape people every day. You can rape little kids. You can steal. And I'm going to heaven because I believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
So that's why they don't say anything. And so you got to sit back and say, we're living, look, even when I grow up, we're living in a different world. Everybody condemned the homos. The death penalty for homos was not, in the United States is not too long ago.
Yeah.
It was the law of the land for obstinate homos who would not repent.
Yeah.
And that will prevent other people from falling into that sin. But when you remove those penalties, you don't condemn the sin, you don't condemn the sinner, everybody starts doing it, and God takes his grace away from your children and everybody, and they all fall into it. If it's not the homo sin, it's an adultery, or you're committing some type of fornication, looking at pornography. So you think I was harsh? You should thank God I was harsh. Because you know what the option would be? What if I was to tell you, God told me the night before that thing, Richard, do you want me to strike him a fire, or do you want to give him a chance, but preach hard to them? And if I said to God, give him one more chance and let me preach hard to them. So you should thank me, okay? Because that's basically the way it is. Because one day you are going to get it. It's going to be too late. God allowed these guys to take hold of you, and because the faith has been gone long ago. Long ago. The great apostasy. We're the only true Christians I know in the whole world right now. Us few. It's not, you know, you sit back and could the world be that bad? Well, look what I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
This is a little town.
Yeah.
How many, what's the population of Sierra County? 11,000 people.
Yeah.
Us four or five people, the only ones that showed up out of 11,000.
Yeah.
Figure those odds out.
Yeah.
This is a little town. Happens all over. And there's some places where there's... I bet you we're probably the only ones in the whole United States that did this. Maybe two other people. And they were trying to say, oh, you guys are going to kill us. I says, if it was a Catholic nation and you didn't repent, we would kill you.
Yeah.
Death penalty to obstinate, unrepentant homeless, yes, we would kill you. And that is what we're preaching. But we're not in a Catholic state. We don't violate the state law. I'm not going to go to jail for you, and I got too much good work to do out here and preach. You saw that in the thing that went on over there. But if we were in power, it's a Catholic state, obstinate, unrepentant homeless get the death penalty. And that's how you stop that stuff. And that's besides the fact that God could have us just prophesy fire. Really. I mean, it's going to one day. God could be fired down from heaven, burn our ashes, and that's it. Now, I could say, God, can't you get rid of them all? And he says, Rich, we're living in the days of the Antichrist. They got to be around.
Yeah.
That's part of these days. He'll defend us. He'll protect us. He'll show his power through us. We are through God. We're going to prophesy. God's going to do a lot of plagues. He's going to hurt a lot of people. The whole world's almost going to hate us. Read Apocalypse 18. The whole world's going to hate us. Isn't that great? That is neat and cool, isn't it? It really is. Isn't that really keen, peachy keen and cool when everyone hates us? Because I hate them. I abhor them. Okay, I abhor you. I still love you if you convert. I'm going to get that in a minute. But when the devil hates you and evildoers hate you, you're doing something right. It's like water over the duck's back. Now we're going to get back to what I'm talking about. As long as you're alive, we don't hate you. We even love these obstinate homos that we're preaching to. We do love them. It's true. But I don't like you. I abhor you. If I had power over you and you didn't repent, I would kill you. But we still love you and we pray for your conversion. And here's my point on all of this. If you want to approach me privately or on an email or walking down the street, I'm always gentle with people. Two words I love about God, gentle and kind. That's his true nature. God doesn't want to punish or hurt anybody. He does it because he has to in justice to keep law and order. But his default is gentle and kind. So you want to come up to me, homo as you are, bad as you are, and you want to really have a goodwill and have a conversation with me, I'm glad. I'll sit down with you. I'll be nice with you. I'll be gentle. I will. And I'll talk to you. And I'll be happy if you convert. Absolutely. Read my book, That God Did Not Create All Men to Be Homosexuals.
Go to my website. Click on the sidebar books. Go to RJMI Books and go down to where you will see God did not create men to be homosexuals.
And I was trying to convert one man that was a homo that believed God created homos. So if you believe God created you to be a homo, then there's no hope. First, you got to convince the guy, no, God didn't make you that way. Sorry, you're not made to be that way. You could be cleaned up and you no more be a homo anymore. You can be cleaned up. So, yes, when I preach in public, because you flaunted in public, that's what you're going to get from me all the time. You want to come up to me with goodwill? You want to speak to me? And I'll be very gentle and nice to you. I'm always that way when I meet people. I'm never nasty with people when I meet them one-on-one, unless they raise it up with me, like these guys. When you raise it up with me, then I raise it up. But if you really want to be goodwill, I'm going to, even no matter how, like I say, you see a woman that's like immodest and she's showing her breasts, you know, too much. You can either approach her when you're talking to her privately. Yeah. In public, it's got to be hard. You know, because, hey, you filthy whore with these breasts. I say, you know, the way your chest right now with your breasts hanging out, that's not pleasing to God. You know, that's a mortal sin. It puts you on the road that you're going to suffer in hell for that if you don't repent. I'm telling you this because I love you. I don't want to, but, yeah, so there's a different way that we deal with people, depending on their disposition towards us. But when you publicly flaunt your sins like these people and they shove it in your face, that's when we yell. And let me tell you something. When you rub these people the wrong way, look at how they yell. They yell. When they do the protest, they scream and yell, so we scream and yell too. You want to yell? I'm yelling. I'm going to yell a lot louder than you because I got God helping my voice. He puts a megaphone in here, and I go home, I take it out.
They use filthy curse words.
And they use filthy curse words. Oh, they're filthy. And that's, like I say, those people that are Canaanites right there. If we were in power, if this was a Catholic country, that doesn't happen. You heard me say to the ledge, goes, where are you from? I said, North, New Jersey. Yeah. Where I come from, we don't put up that stuff. We kill you, we'll hit you over the head with bats, baseball bats.
Yeah, I made that video seem to be kind of nice because I cut all the bad language out.
Yeah, you did the work?
Yeah, I cut all that. It was like,
you did all the work. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. You made him sound better than he is.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I was like, Shelly, no, I can't.
No, but you did. Sal did say, why do you got to curse like that?
Yeah.
I said, why do you got to curse like that? So that's the way I want to end this thing. When it goes out to you people, even you obstinate, no, how bad you're. We had. You can convert no matter how bad you are, no matter how many sins you committed. God still loves you and wants you to convert. But, you know, you're right now, you're in a danger zone. If you're obstinate in public and flaunting, you're in great danger. That's all. And we warned you. So, you know, two things could have happened that day. I preach like that, or God sends down fire and burns your asses. You could have sent a lightning bolt down in the Rio Grande, and your boats get turned over, and your asses are drowning. What do you want? Take your choice. So that's true love. And the last thing is, they're always talking about love. You know what their love is? They love evil, not good. Their love is from the devil. It's loving evil. We love good. You know, the guy that rapes women, he loves that. The guy that rapes little boys, he loves that little boy. He calls that love. The guy that steals loves stealing. The guy that commits adultery loves the woman he's committing adultery with. That love isn't from God. Oh, it's kind of same kind of feeling. Oh, the only way you can judge good from bad is what God tells us. That's an evil love, a selfish love, not a true, it's a diabolical love that leads to discord, dissension, and unhappiness. True love is where you're keeping all of God's commandments. God says, if you love me, keep my commandments. 1 John 5:3. This is the charity of God, that we keep his commandments. This is how we prove we love God. I say, you know, all your love, you're talking about, you love Satan. You love sin. You love disorder. You don't love God. You hate God. They always use that word, love. And take a look, as a matter of fact, at the ad she just put in this week again in the Sentinel. And she let them, it was after the event, and they're going, here's the ad, and it says something like, did you read
hate.
It?
Love over hate. Or
yeah, love over hate. Yeah. Love triumphs over hate.
Yeah.
So we're the haters. They're the lovers.
Yeah.
Remember our Lord said, Isaiah said, 5:20, what do you call evil good and good evil, darkness or light, and light for darkness? So, and then he came out, some people even said, what's more dangerous about these people who was next to the boys' club and our young kids are going to hear all this hate and violence coming from them. Oh, wait, we're the ones who are endangering your children?
Yeah.
Not you?
Yeah.
Who started the boys' club? You're molesting these kids and teaching them how to do sex?
Yeah.
You're the guys? We're the bad guy? I'm the bad guy!
Yeah.
You, I'm the bad guy. Yeah? This is what the kids need to hear. You know what they're saying? Get these kids, get these guys away from our kids. They're going to unbrainwash them. They're going to wake our kids up. We're, the whole world is a nut house. They're in there sexually molesting these kids, teaching them how to do sex when they're 3 years old, 2 years old, and we're the bad guys, and we're the ones that are going to do violence to them. Who's doing violence to them? If that's not violence, when you get your kid into opposite mortal sins when he's a youngster, now he's going to have a real hard time getting out of it. So we're the bad guys.
The parents transgender their own kids.
Oh, their own kids. Yeah. They teach their own kids to be a boy to a girl a boy. And righties and lefties, the Republicans, they're rotten. They're all rotten. They all support the homo thing. They're all, everything's shifting to the left. So let's just be another warning for you. And maybe shake you out of your, I think St. Paul, or Timmy, Paul talks about Timmy, about how their conscience is seared. They're resting comfortably into their sin. And everyone's patting them on the back. And they not only tell them how great they are, they're superior creatures now. Yeah. They're better than straight people. They're superior creatures. You know what they are? They're superior devils, evil. But deep inside your heart, you know you're wrong. I don't care. You can't shake that law out of your heart. So anyway, we end the lecture now. And so I was given the first for the glory of God, for edification of Catholics, to prevent other kids from falling into this sin, and to help to convert you people that have fallen into these sins. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.